Good morning, White Way listeners. I am Nancy Shimamoto, President of the Temple, President of the Honolulu Honganji Council, as well as a volunteer at Kuakini Medical Center and your lay speaker this morning. Today, my White Way talk will be about women who have influenced and inspired me with their strength and leadership abilities. I believe I am who I am because somewhere, sometime, someone gave me a boost, an idea, a challenge, or a pat on my back that ignited a flame in me. A Buddhist proverb states, thousands of candles can be lighted from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. End of quote. These lighted candles in my life are my role models. They are women I looked up to as examples, as someone I could strive and dream to be like. Did you have a role model in your life? My mother, Aiko Yamane, was my first role model. How she raised my three sisters and me on a coffee farm in Kona is amazing, as she herself was orphaned at age 6, widowed at age 49, and had only an 8th grade education. She was attentive and supported me with my class assignments, club projects, and church activities. She learned along with me and was a lifelong learner. She was a strong Jodo Shin Buddhist and a Nimbutsu follower. She instilled her values in me of showing gratitude, honoring our traditions, respecting our elders, taking responsibility seriously, being humble and kind, and enduring in the face of difficulties. She not only talked about it, but she showed it in her actions daily. I joined a 4-H club as a teenager, which opened up a whole new world of opportunities for me. In the 1950s, many 4-H clubs were formed in rural areas in Hawaii and was sponsored by the University of Hawaii Extension Service through the United States Department of Agriculture. Head, heart, hands, and health are the 4-H's, and we recited our 4-H pledge with conviction. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health for better living for my club, my community, and my country. The 4-H club motto is to make the best better. It is said that we do not meet people by coincidence. They are meant to cross our path for a reason. Into my pathway entered our 4-H club leader, Mrs. Yoshiko Sakamoto, who impacted my life in such a huge way. Mrs. Sakamoto was born and raised in Yorba Linda, California, and moved to Hawaii when she married a man from Kona. She was definitely a woman far ahead of her time. She was classy, smart, witty, outspoken in a constructive way, and quite assertive for a woman during that period of time. She was not afraid to speak up for a good cause, and she encouraged us young 4-H girls to dream big. Her daughter Louise commented, "My mom had her hand in a lot of activities because she was imaginative and had ideas as to how to do things. She was outgoing and liked engaging people in conversation, cared about them, and encouraged them." End of quote. Our 4-H club chose clothing as our project, beginning with the simplest item, such as sewing a rectangular dishcloth, to learning how to use patterns and sewing dresses and outfits. Mrs. Sakamoto found every opportunity to have us practice and compete in 4-H clothing contests. I remember working on a two-piece play outfit for a demonstration competition. Having an eye for things, she wanted me to add that extra touch of using the same fabric as a wrap-around tie on my Lauhala hat. This enhanced the outfit's presentation, and I moved on to the next level of competition. Each of these projects required planning, writing, showing the step-by-step process, speaking while demonstrating, and presenting the final product through modeling in front of an audience. I was thrilled when I was selected as one of the Kona delegates to attend a Ha'olelo, the 4-H Club Territorial Conference held at the University of Hawaii campus in Manoa. I was in the 10th grade, and believe it or not, this was my first time ever to fly on a prop airplane to Honolulu. Mrs. Sakamoto was there to guide me every step of the way by suggesting improvements, advising, and letting me have my own experience. Each succeeding experience led to my capturing the top spot in the Territorial 4-H Club clothing competition. I flew to the mainland for the first time as a senior in high school to attend and participate in the National 4-H Club Congress that was held in Chicago that year. My trip was sponsored by Coats & Clark Thread Company. This was an incredible adventure and achievement. Thanks to Mrs. Sakamoto for empowering me and making me realize that anything is possible, even for a girl growing up in Kona. She really taught me to make the best of things, to never give up, and like a 4-H'er, to always make the best better. I am forever grateful she came into my life. As a teacher, I've worked under many different administrators. One woman principal stands out in my memory, Mrs. Bessie Myers of Aikahi Elementary School in Kailua, Oahu. She was energetic, upbeat, flamboyant, and lots of fun. She gave our grade level teachers the leeway to be innovative, creative, and engaging with our students through literature and the arts and sciences. Mrs. Myers built a positive climate for teachers, students, and parents to grow and maximize our potential. As stated by a colleague, Bessie was accessible and easy to talk to, building great relationships with parents and the community. She was the perfect match for the Aikahi community at that time. Our students performed well, and Aikahi School became one of the best elementary schools in the Windward District during her administration. In the days of low or no technology, Bessie knew how to network within the Department of Education, seeking professional and budgetary resources when needed. I remember Bessie's boisterous laughter that echoed up and down the campus. We often knew where she was by listening for her laughter. She had a great sense of humor. She gave us room to grow, she trusted in us, and she made working with her a real pleasure. That's the kind of administrator I truly admired and emulated. Many years later, when I became a principal, Mrs. Myers often entered my mind. How would she have handled this situation? What would she have said or done? How would she resolve the issue? Mrs. Myers had a lot to do in shaping my leadership style. Everyone at Mo'ili'ili, Honganji, and anyone who has been involved in Project Donna knows the legendary Mrs. Rose Nakamura. I was introduced to Rose on my first visit to the temple, and I sensed that here was a gracious, warm, and humble woman who was highly regarded by everyone. She is soft-spoken, but strong in her views and convictions. She taught health and physical education at the University of Hawaii Hilo, later obtaining a position at the East-West Center, working with international students for 25 years. Buddha quotes, "Teach this triple truth to all: a generous heart, kind speech, and a life of service and compassion are the things which renew humanity." This quote exemplifies Rose, sometimes referred to as the co-founder or mother of Project Donna, which has its roots at Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Rose has been a full-time volunteer administrator of Project Donna for the past 28 years. She has dedicated her life to Project Donna while inspiring, motivating, and mentoring others. Project Donna is a national volunteer caregiving networking program that provides a variety of services to the frail, elderly, and disabled to ensure their well-being, independence, and dignity in an environment of their choice. Presently, there are 32 Project Donna sites across our state, and 1,200 persons are being assisted. Rose has been quoted as saying, "A smile, a touch, a warm touch, I think, can make a big difference in somebody's life." Rose writes numerous grants, coordinates and conducts meetings and training sessions, and has been asked to speak to many diverse groups. She lectures throughout Japan and the United States to promote volunteerism. Rose has been the recipient of many awards and certificates of recognition, both locally and nationally. She is just an amazing role model and a woman of vision and integrity. I feel so honored to work closely with such a wonderful, caring person. I'd like to thank Rose for giving and sharing her unlimited compassion, dedication, and wisdom. As I reflect, I have been so blessed and privileged to have had these outstanding women role models at various stages in my life from early childhood to my teen years, to my career as an educator, and finally as a member of Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Their strong influence, guidance, and support, both professionally and personally, have made me who I am today. I hope I have been a role model to a student, a teacher, a volunteer, or a temple member. In closing, as Jodo Shin Buddhists, let's use our voice for kindness, our ears for compassion, our hands for charity, and our heart for gratitude and harmony. Namu Amida Butsu.